Well, Rich, tough that final day probably for the horse. He gave his all through the week, though.
Oh, he did. And he gave his all today. I mean, you know, at this stage in that horse's career, it's still a dream to be jumping as well as he's jumping at this level of the sport. And I'm super pleased, really happy. I mean, the competitive side of me, I'm really disappointed, but the horsemanship side of me, I'm just thrilled. It's a dream.
And when you consider the week, the Tuesday, and you think back then, you think, well, 1 minute, you may not even be competing.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have a great start out of the gate there when we arrived here, so, you know, whether or not that affected him, I don't know, you could speculate on that forever, but he felt good and he jumped great. I was super proud of him.
What is the future for him now? I mean, do you retake stock now? Because obviously he's been such a fan favourite. He's 19 years of age. And as you say, he keeps on giving, but what do you think in your heart now?
Well, I just have to wait and let him tell me. I mean, if he's sound as a rock, you know, tomorrow after this competition, which I would be surprised if he's not, he will go again. I mean, he loves the sport. He's very depressed anytime he stays home and the other horses go to a show, which he's experienced that in the past with some of his injuries or issues that he had. I think he's got a lot more in him, and maybe I drop him down a bit, or, you know, I mean, I would say this is probably his last World Cup final. I can say that fairly confidently. I think he got a little tired here, you know, at the end of the week, and fair enough. I think I would get a little tired too if I was older.
But he is a fan favorite, isn't he, full stop?
And he seems to be. They seem to really, really enjoy him and cheer him on, and that he loves that. It helps him.
Well, we've enjoyed watching you. Thanks, Rich. Thank you.
Thank you.